the land was too small. We wanted at least 60 million. And the other regions, the other 11, voted to accept the 40 million acres or 44 million acres. But once the Settlement Act was passed by Congress and signed by the President, why, whether we liked it or not, we started on the works of trying to implement it. And that has been a long, hard road. We have had our ups and downs, and there were so many things that were unclear. But we have gotten some pretty good grips, and at one point we used to think that it was not a claim settlement act, it was a breadbasket for the lawyers. And when the lawyers took over and finally got all our amendments that we wanted to work on at the time during ANILCA, and then we finally agreed on 7I, and then the accountants took over, and we were still at the short end of the stick. And with 1991 fast approaching, we now again have the 12 regions working very closely together. We have had two retreats that Arctic Slope is a member of, and I know that everyone here is concerned of 1991. One of the things that in our annual meeting that we were mandated to do was to see what we could come up with on 1991, what are the goals and objectives. I can't promise you exactly what Arctic Slope is going to say and do come 1991. But our concerns basically are like most others, of the stock alienation, of not being able to lose the control of the native shareholders of this corporation, the afterborns, which are the children that are born after 1971. We have tried to correct some of these, like the biggest problem and the biggest fear that everyone has is land. And I'm sure that you heard that many times today. One of the amendments that we got passed in ANILCA was the land bank. But that's that is something that I'm not sure how good it will work. But it's a concept right now, and we've got a few years to still correct it in terms of finding some ways of protecting the land. And there are those that are concerned that are now one half Inupiat, and their kids become one quarter. And under the Claims Act, why, somebody made a cut that as if one quarter was the dead, was a cutoff, and who gets to participate in the Claims Act. But I'm sure that if you spoke to a grandfather that has a grandchild that is just a little bit less than one quarter or one eighth, that he probably loves that child just as much as he loves the one quarter. And so that is also another concern of the descendants, of whether they would be able to get the voting rights as their stock has been passed down. And I'm not sure that how we would address that, but these are some of the things that I think that we need to work together with to take to Congress. I think there are ways in hammering things out among the 12 regions, but again, the 12 regions need to be together to be able to get some some amendments into ANILCA again for some of these protections. We've had the good fortune of being able to be in one of the first regional corporations with such a large land base and have evaluated some of our land, but we've not had the good fortune of finding the black gold. And so, if and when we do, we have, for instance, a tremendous amount of coal. We probably have a lot of, you know, hard rock in the mountains that we've never really looked at. But I think that we will develop some of these lands, but we don't also, not wanting to forget some of the very strong cultures that we hold dearly up here. I don't know in 1991 how big Arctic Slope will be. If it's opened up to the outside world, I'm not even sure if you can get any company to find what is the true value of 4 or 5 million acres, of whether it's hard rock, whether it's coal, oil and gas. And that's what we're supposed to have by 1991 in our books. We're trying for that. It's not going to be easy. And it's not easy. It's trying to get your lands evaluated by somebody else. You have to create partnerships, subsidiaries, and people that you can trust to hire as your professionals. 13 years ago, some of us did completely different than what we do now. There wasn't much of an economy, for instance, in Barrow. And 13 years later, we're doing multi-millions of dollars of work and protecting our assets. And one of the things that Arctic Slope is trying to do is we generally spend about $100,000 to $150,000 a year of sending our kids with what's called the Arctic Educational Foundation. And kids that would be able to come back. These are not loans. These are straight grants. They can choose any university anywhere in the free world. But they don't have to come back. We just like to make good citizens and educational opportunities available. And but basically, that is it. Thank you very much, unless you have some questions, Justice.
Just for the record, I don't think you said so, but you're the Vice President.
First Vice President of Arctic Slope, yes.
We had, when we were in Juneau, Bob Arnold, who's the Deputy Commissioner of Natural Resources for the state of Alaska, discussed the land banking provisions of ANILCA at length. And when we were in Galena, Pat Sweetser, who's the Vice President of Land Planning for the Gunnyu Corporation, I think that's what it's called, spoke of their negotiations with the Federal Department of Interior to try to get their land into the land bank. Apparently they're trying to get all their land into the land bank. And I noticed that the AFN at its retreat suggested, this was in the Tundra Times, that all the corporate land should go into the land bank. Any comment about that? Did I understand the AFN's proposition correctly?
No, I think what they meant, Justice, was that lands that are not being used, that have not been leased, you know, can go. I suppose you can send all your lands that are not doing anything,
undeveloped,
can go into the land bank. But I think to be able to get them out of the land bank, if you're leasing them, then I think they've got to pay the back taxes to get them out of the land bank as a protection basis, and then for any taxes that would have been due and how much did you take out. Mm-hmm. I don't. Of course, I think we would design it that we would not pay the taxes. Anybody that is willing to lease those lands ought to be able to pay for the taxes mm-hmm. of those. And that's who pays for the taxes anyway, is the person that leases or the company that leases.
I'll just ask one more question then. Well, Arctic Slope is thought of around the state as one of the most successful regional corporations. Approximately how many employees do you have in Arctic Slope and your subsidiaries?
I know you'd ask me an embarrassing question sooner or later. Probably 100, 150, somewhere around there.
Is there any policy of shareholder preference when it comes to employment? And if there is, how successful have you been?
Well, we have, matter of fact, in all of our contracts and with energy companies, we put in provisions that generally state that in hiring that they would make a preference or make a good faith effort. Some of our companies have not been as successful as others. Our union arms were not as strong in terms of, although that they were an awful lot, you know, in Barrow, we had some preferences. One of our, I think our most successful one was our non-union contractor that is in commercial buildings. Like the new high school you see up here mm-hmm. was done, and our office building was done by one of our subsidiaries. I think they had probably, that company was generally in the 80-85%
shareholder employment,
yes. Yeah. But others were not as successful. I mean, we always thrive for that. I think everybody does. Along the line, you lose some control. Although that we do go in and baffle them a little about getting back in line of what the intent was.
Well, thanks very much, Mr. Levitt. Thank you very
Thank
much.
You.
Consulted with the wealth company to see which lands would be the best selection spring making now selection so you can go
into because we have 15 million acres to select from.
You put it with the wealth company as the chance. But we are going to
just summarize. Oliver Levitt of Oqaqtuaq, Mr. Adams, some North Slope Borough, me, Kasimarwani, Luni, Kang in Milk. Siguruva, 1972, Milipta, Octave, Inilangam Milk, Tamna, Ablakasagam Milk, ASRC. Tasiguruva, Taverly is a good summer top, Tamnap Tak, Prudu Bami, Savak Saktor is a good summer looting Taverny. In Savarangat, Kilamina, Luni, Pingarok, in Tapqua, Okulikirwalo, Atachikun, Tamnalo, ASRC, Savagavikrak, Iniluxania Lablo. As he Suli Octavra, Iniluxamululi, Tapqual in Warslow Board, could Tap to Minga, Norslo Boromik napai sa mirali isaguting ang mute tap kwa tap chikwa matun pivoting asi tap kwa ligo ka Norslo Boro Norslo Board good nap inilangarut kuninga pilya sibluting ilisa kanek pisigiblugo asi suli tam na zoning mikpirang asuna inna titirelugo suna nunami sud pilyam napallarwat ina nalulay niya kaluit pisang mading travel zoning mikpisu ay tam nalu sa vaka sa kalu nor slow board yun pingam migat asis tap ko ligo regional corporation uruat ato ng ligo tam na association tik tamat kununga inuit iloani krangin yun sunun ato ng ligo ilingi ligo maninyak sa kanya ako tik tap tumo na corporation kun alamigli tam na inilay nga root ICAS mik corporation mik nik amin corporation ng wichok association guruak tap tumuna ko kasi tavra federal government min maninyala civiliting mani ilisane anek iglunig na panyak noslo poro mon pilya si sahlo tap tumuna ahlo tap na ko isa ko dipka nga at ten federal government min maning nik pisakuting asi suligok sa mga ICAS kami utam na suligok federal government git in na kanyang migat igilaktuak tribal group mik uvake inyo pet pigiblugule ASRC kuru oktave iling itas sa wakraka huting maninyang niyak sa huting tam na maninyang niyak to crowd looting tamad kuninga inuit iluako di krangin nik sa wakapiang itjut aglan wok inuit alagit in na agilid na kasut apikrim mata sumukat taong mata man inupiat pisigib luwit maninkrilago walo amigay sumun iga yugin niya mata asisuligo ka sama pang mapago ka maninyaw tigigay litavra isagudip kangarating Mikiruat aglan ASRC mitluit savagvit suli subsidiaries nikte surangit tamarago nulla vili hoting le hotel le hoting pirut asi suli go sam tamat ko sunik na pirate construction nikte surangit tenasika mi suli go asi suli go sam niok tu mi suli ilangit taptuma ASRC karunagib luit asi suli ko sa mapang mapag 200 to naka 200 sipin ng rahluit pas kamiut kamuti kamiut Alaska mi tin na tamat ko contract luit pigamising ilan ni ko sa maukiyo ni luchiro walo amiut maningnik aglan ko ilan ni suli aukiyo ni maninyago umiut tam na ibagot ilis maikput kasi magapta o kasi resubluit. Ilingi yung oktava civil liok pe ang abluting tema ni nunan nakamata tamat ko cooperation git kilamina akluting ko nunan nakangarod ala nin cooperation nin. Tavra 15 million acres tun aktilang ang itigiro min. Tavra nalagak tufrauli 5 million tun. Asi suligo tavero nalirak sa aming okri kinungarot ikayo kuvluting nalingin nigo pisanya sumiligo no nakrani aksimavat ili simavlutigo ka ilingit taman na ilisang ayli uno na sukak tilanga o rokak tilanga na kas ima isumatigib lugo apikhinga marot okrulikirinun ikayo kuvluting nunanik pikraktok sa aming. Sisuli, tayo manigo oktavra, isumatigib lugo suli tam na inyupetun inyunianik ting, pisigib lugo, nunang nik pisa aming, tam na isumatigib lugo tak, ano nakraktong ang mute. Tayo manigo kasi tavra, ano nakraktong aming tavra, Jacob Adams, already king agad. Asi, nunakilani, inyong nik ikayok tikakuting tavra tap tumanunakim abatanin pisa kaming tap ko sa wakti nunakilanin o kakatigib luwit in na nalakakatigib luwit pingagayit as aglan wok tavra NPR Alaska give ang Iraq lisimarik put as isulit at pigin ya nero te karvik 9 million acres tun aktigiru at tap kwa tavra tavra nga pikhra ko minya in mibiluting unga siksiru state land sulit state land nin sulit state wom nunangin nin pikhra ko minya in mibiluting tavra wok unga siksiru tein na nunanik pinyang niluktuat tamat kwa alat ang mibiluting tamani kanit kaluak tuat alat ya kapamanigit pigibluwit. Asigok sa mapikrangarut, anak turviyom avanichirangagun, kapanichirangagullo, tavanili unga siksokun. Asigok, nunakak tutuva ilokwa, pisung na iga, 4.6 million acres turgok pang mapag nunakak tut, asigok, avanga sa makangikligo, tap tu manunam pang mapag adopted kat na ka atuat lisirat the vergox arms serile kutaringa ga tam na 79 mega teirangat makolugo nunakit cooperation ngita mani karong mi tam na 79 pikpan temat ko go tamar mihlisin nya hani lipta go tap tu manga 79 maninyak tangat pingam mi ok nunakit nunaki walat Pisuraksim mata. Aglan go octavra six itchakred na kataliman malo dukiut ukiuni tavani oraksita revlugo pingagat. Asi go octavra anatrikamirong tap kwa kulit malo cooperation gita tap to manga 7 pidlasing am mute. Damna go akoktuanga galorat aglan go kilokating iviraw magingit palingagat aglan tamna. Akoktua irakting sa bagvikra tun pigivlugo tamna isagutisa big tun pigivlugo pingagat 7 akoktua revlugo asiva ilanigo tavra avanmun kanao devluting pisu waluak tu tamat cooperation guru at Alaska mi aglan guok suna anirinyak tuak Alaska ma inyukangin yun federal government montever congress mictavligo ilimman atauchi muhuding tevra piraktut alaska federation of native squaxluting tevra kanaru disuwaloruting asigo savakak pangamiut samma tamna land claims alla uqallungit kiwa allang uqsaxluit amendment mik inna ilaqlugo makpirariungarut takitigiru amiwere ma 450 pages asigo samma tapko 250 nik ima pages nik makpiranik ima kaktok allang utaw ni aktua nik taap tu mga land claims nun. Asi temanig uktavra land claims pisakamarong Arctic Slope Native Association git igilaktua temanig taam na akuktua isungin nga galo akat mikivahyo nig uktunan nagtakrak 60 million tuligo apikring agaluak tu tema ni atam na inilak samarung aglan go akwakto ang amiga tevra 40 million tun ukalokak lugo tevra go president gom tein na tema ni kima president gom sign yening maung tevra iglektin agat ta ukalungi go taap tu maapit kuram land claims gom ilan ni kang eksinyay chugaluak tut Then nakluniki oktavra kang eksisahluit temat ko land claims pisak karman tam na pitkurak igilik ti chakarmarong temat ko ug lawyers kisimik tavra pinya surung arut maninya surung arut tam na land claims ukalungit kang eksisahluit si oktam na sabare anig mimmanruk sule tamar manilikiri limak piranik iluak ti chiruat manikon tap ko siligo tabra isa ko din mimma tu sule ilingit makpirang itene iluak din niya la sakluit asigo ko 1991 wo ko wakilamik tikit kaksiro asigo ko ta ko va asa wakadigi including allalu cooperation ngit ki Alaska meet tuat uko abtap isumalu tiki sumirangit civil revolution tamna shares to ni qaksak pading alla nun inyung nun inyu beng wechuan nun tut pada tamna isumalu tigi blugo pisum qaus resum migat asi suligo khase resum me in mekhlek to 1981 min after born nikyu vadena duler sin matun pirwat tamat ko khase revlugin mekhlek to asi suligo kam pang mapago ko va tam na sule khase revlu kinaguru va inyupeu va tam tuminga pekak tuat sama inyupeu pimigay tam na 1/4 mig tayo vlugo inyupeu inyupeu yu minyak tu inyupeu tayo na dun inyupeu utika niro mi 1/4 guruak aglan gur tam na 1/4 min mikhlikpan tarve inyupeu ngayak pa tap tumagur tarve tam na suli gur tarve ukasire sumigat ungeri sa kivlugo asi Jawab tap kuali kasih magaming atau cimuk kami tungheri sa kasih mamigay. Asi ilingi jigo nunak pakaluak tut aglan wak pang babang munsuli aglan pakecingay tut okrumigli nunak raktaming ni. Samago uyang nigo bahar drug migo makanyak sinhli ko bisung nalo ay uyang kaung nalo tut wak sa maigini asi suligo sa ma aluak. Allalo ege nakani okhruk nak gas pakin ngati wit bigai serile kirurguk ilisimarugurguk tamanna eglektuak serile naktuk asi suligok serile naksimammiok allaminium tamanna eglektin niluktangat kimilruk samau ilingi jiguk tamma Terlibat dengan sedikit tema kang ini tu, kanu gua tama isu mati ting, ima alang gua alang asung nak tu dilangit tena isu gua disakara ming pang mamu naglan, adi manik pang nik tena pisaksi kami, angalat cisaksi kami, inas civil leh kami isu gua disakara ming kanu ikhlir ni aktilak ting, nalunenga kahlu gua. Then okay pimata manik pang nik piak siga mingi kanok sibunik jangit allangungaru pang mabaguok sa ma 100 to $150,000 to manik suru tap tumu na Arctic Educational Foundation kun makwa mingwaktuk mekhlektut ikayok luwit pisugait isumasu Niriuk turuk tamat ko ay sa kaya kauding utiroding mani ikayuta yung minyak sa kauding aglan ko din na utikupiak luwid makpiranong pitulain migid ikayuk saksin niya luwid miklik mingwak tuktuat asiw tabruna perjama pekrok tanga first vice president gumagaan ASR sinyo na si Alibam Kira nga first vice president gunibluni Asi ukalang mayo ni angun table ko Bob Arnold wumu ukasering arang adam na land bank dam na uba nuna ina manikaring mo ikuvlu ki imasuna isagudisang magat nuna ina ikulla si sahlu alanun angulat tichahlu alanun aglan Asi ko ka dalang ni mirang atam na Pat Sweetser, President of Land Planning, ukang mirwagli tanu yu corporation nun ilawrak. Tavrago ka tap ko ligo sa ma ilokan nunak ting tap tumunga land bank mun ikunia taksak si marangat. Asi wa apiriga tap tumunga ukalilag kuminyakpit. Virgin Ali wa apikrok tanga. Ukalilag to akali wa Das nargok switchot na paibang na sava giving ay check in nakasuning na paibing ay check it up to mong land bank mo ikaw yung minyak alwagay aglan gok sama anisa piksak to ni tap to mga land bank min akili niya kami yung taxes ni back taxes ni kung batay di ko tap to mga sama piksak to ni akili niya kami yung tapra tap to mga aglan aglak ta Asi Bertram, ukalau tu nga ASR seed kuruk, isumatik isu wajt alat inuit, pilih atak pang ni beliwit. Asi wa, apikrok tengah kapsi ni guk, sabak tekak pisih. 100 250 niguk savak tikaktut. Asiguk pit maliresuva digiguk tamat ko I mean aglautiv lugo inna maliresav lugo ukalokak perguk makwa ningiktaru atap to many cooperation mi savakrit kak to krav luit. Ukadlak to si Oliver sunigu sava chronic pigaming tavra ten okalulik suru walo ay ten ilawru atap to mga cooperation mun sava krit kak of luit. Aglan gu ten na suanga si pe alugu pi yuminyait ka tap to mga contract nun pigaming. Agul pilyodal ha ururgu sama nyunyen gungitjuad pingnya high school kasre lahlu tat pingnya go october 9 union gung chuat savare blu inyu yanga ru tat pikani inyu pet savak tuat tat pikani go october savak coming 80 to 85% inyu pet tat pikani savanga ru savak tuani.
Thank you. Mr. Yupiksoon, I understand you're willing to come forward and discuss the Arctic Slope Native Association and the history of land claims.
Justice Berger, that's my understanding.
Please. Well, thank you.
I thought perhaps you would like to take a stretch before I do that.
Well, is that yes. A promise or a threat?
Let's take a stretch.
I bear a message to you.
Eileen? Boy, Edna translates for everybody, the Greenlanders, the Canadians, all the languages. Yeah, well, don't know where we'd be without you. Well, maybe we could take our seats again. And our next presentation is by Mr. Joe Upiksoon, who was president of Arctic Slope Native Association at the time of ANCSA, I believe. Go
ahead. Justice Berger, I was scheduled to speak before the Elders Conference on the history of Arctic Slope Native Association sometime today, but we were not able to make it to Barrow. In fact, we made three tries getting up here. Now, this would entail the history of the Arctic Slope Native Association. But for the purpose in testifying before your commission, I will go directly to the involvement that Arctic Slope Native Association had.
Well, that's fine. I think you're to speak to the elders tomorrow, and we were going to record that for the commission in any event. So the way you intend to proceed would be fine.
The Arctic Slope Native Association did three things. One was that it incorporated the Arctic Slope Regional Corporation. Number two, it caused the North Slope Borough to be incorporated. And number three, it also caused the Inupiat community of the Arctic to be incorporated. Now, I will tell you why we did that. The leadership in the Arctic Slope Native Association had intelligence source through our lawyers that associated themselves with Davis Wright Todd Reese and Jones Law Firm in Seattle. Now, one of the lawyers at one time or another served in Senator, the late United States Senator Henry M. Jackson out of the state of Washington, serving as a legal aide. And the other lawyer out of the same firm also worked in the United States Senator Magnuson in the legal counsel. Having that intelligence and communications with Senator Jackson's office and also Magnuson's office in Washington, D.C., Senator Jackson being involved in the interior and insular affairs of the Senate. The reason why the Inupiat community of the Arctic was formed was that having that intelligence through our lawyers, we knew just about where Congress was at in the process of legislating the Alaska Native Land Claim Settlement Act. We knew the figures of 40 million acres and a near $1 billion was in the bill. We had no privy to how the distribution of that settlement would come about. So what we did, we met with our people in our communities and explained to them the powers that the Indian Reorganization Act of 1934 and amended to include this Alaska. In explaining to our people, we said that if and when the Congress settled the Claims Act, we would have a corporation already made and all ready to receive the settlement proceeds in terms of land allocation and the distribution of the money side. Plus, it gave the Inupiat community of the Arctic Slope a direct relationship with United States Congress and the Secretary of the Interior. Although our people voted to accept the regional type IRA, which would be the only one in the United States with an area of 56.5 million acres, similar and, well, almost identical as the Arctic Slope Native Association lands. Now, Congress, as I said before, in its infinite wisdom, chose to put language in the act, the Alaska Native Land Claims Act, in telling us that we would incorporate under the Alaska State corporate laws. Having that, we had left the ICAS in an idle position because of what Congress said in the Alaska Native Land Claims Settlement Act. Now, I go into the borrow concept. Through our intelligence again, we knew that Congress, in their 40 million acres of land, on the bill, we had a position in telling the Alaska Federation of Natives, and in some of our testimonies, that the 56.5 million acres that Arctic Slope Native Association came into AFN was approximately 14% of the 375 million acres of land for the whole state of Alaska. Now, the 40 million acres that Congress had in the bill, we wanted 14% of that 40 million acres, which would amount to a little over 5 million acres. Now, coming into the Alaska Federation of Natives with 56.5 million acres of land, we were losing control of 51.5 million acres of land. The course of action that was available to us and did not require any legislation, it did not require any lobbying, it was just a matter of administrative procedure to implement the borrow concept under the Alaska State Constitution. Of course, in the state constitution, they provided for a mandatory borrow act, which required urbane cities to incorporate as soon as possible. Now, we came in as an unorganized borrow because we were not under the mandatory borrow act, but we could come in as a voluntary borrow act. The borrow concept gave us four things, four powers. Although it was at the state level, there was involved in there what we would call grassroots participation, and secondly, it would provide local control, which when you put the two together would be exercising self-determination. Under the borrow concept, the four powers were: one, that we had the power of taxation; secondly, we had the responsibility of an independent school district with our own school board elected by our own citizens of the North Slope Borough. Thirdly, it gave us the power of planning, and fourthly, the power of zoning. Since we were losing control of over 51.5 million acres of land, this was one way that we would still maintain local control within the Arctic slope. This would be by virtue of having a majority of Inupiat people, having the majority of votes to elect our own Inupiat people in what I sometimes refer to as the white man's tool. Now, I have made publicly some references to white man tool. The Boer concept is one of those. The corporate concept is another. Those are white man tools. What we did on the Boer concept was travel to each one of our villages so that we would tell them, explain to them what the Boer concept was all about. When it gets right down to the election day, they will know what they will be voting for. Of course, when we get to the Arctic Slope Region Corporation, that is self-explanatory. It's part of history. It's documented, so there's no point in me dwelling on it. Now, how we went about causing our village communities to understand what the Arctic Slope Native Association was doing, the funding